Christian, who are bringing Our House to the Civic Theatre in Chelmsford very soon. It's based in the 1980s in Camden Town, and it tells the story of Joe, who, on the night of his 16th birthday, takes Sarah out for their first date. In an effort to impress her, he breaks into a new building overlooking the home on Casey Street. The police turn up, at which point Joe's life splits in two. The good Joe, who stays to help, and the bad Joe, who flees. Well, I'm delighted to say that Charlie, Dan and Jesse from Our House are with us in the studio this afternoon. How are you guys?
Hi.
Good, very good.
Thank you.
It's great to chat to all of you today. I suppose, really, we should start out with the fact that 1980 is 37 years ago, so I'm just guessing that none of you guys were around in 1980.
No.
Madness was all the thing. I mean, it is fair to say, isn't it, Jesse, that the music is absolutely fab in this.
The music is fantastic. Like Madness, they have some amazing songs that you don't even think of. Like, the list just goes on with it. It's really, the songs are fun. They make the show, they're brilliant.
Have you got a particular favourite that you think, oh, I can't wait for this one to come up?
My favourite song to perform in the show is It Must Be Love.
Yeah.
But there are some great lively ones as well, but that one's my favourite in it, yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it, Dan, that the story itself, any particular songs, before we get onto the actual story itself, that you really like?
The song, my favourite song is definitely Baggy Trousers. Yeah. It's a well-known one. Yeah, yeah. A lot of fun. Yeah. It's really good.
It is a great one, that, isn't it? Pulling hair and eating dirt.
Yeah.
You see, we didn't have the BBC iPlayer in those days, so we had to make our own entertainment. That was the thing. How about you, Charlie? Any particular moments and songs? We'll start with those, obviously.
Well, my favourite song to perform in the show is probably One Better Day.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I just really like that song.
Yeah, because it's quite melancholy, isn't it? I haven't asked you about your parts yet, so I'll start with you, Jessie. Who do you play?
So I'm playing Sarah, who is Joe's love interest in the show.
Right.
And she is, she's like the girl next door, like sort of very like lovely and sweet. But then as the show goes on, you see she gets a bit more strong-willed. She definitely knows her own mind.
Yeah.
And she's not afraid to tell him off or sort of put him straight if he's doing something she doesn't agree with.
How about you, Dan? Who are you playing?
I'm playing lots of little parts within the ensemble with different accents as well. So a bit of Scottish, right. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of little parts.
Ah, fantastic. So you are the master mimic of the group, aren't
you? Yes, definitely,
can do all
yeah.
Which accent do you really have to work hard for?
Probably the Scottish one.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Are you is it like an Edinburgh Scottish or is it deep down there? Is
I haven't really thought that through, but just general Scotland,
General Scotland.
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere out there. I know what you mean, because it's really tricky with Scottish, isn't it? Because you can either play it very polite, like that.
I don't think I'm much like that, but it's weird.
I don't know what I'm trying to do there. I've no idea. How about you, Charlie? Who are you playing?
I play Joe Casey, who is torn between two parts of good choice and bad choice throughout the show.
Yeah, because there is a moral to this show, really, isn't there? And it's based on the decisions that you make. And of course, the decisions that Joe make really do steer the story, don't they?
Yeah, it's definitely it's that one time with his girlfriend, that one choice affects the whole thing that happens throughout the show.
Yeah. And what was it like rehearsing this show? Because it is really designed for an enthusiastic young cast, isn't it? There's a lot of energy goes into this.
Yeah, the cast are, like, fantastic. Like, we all absolutely love it. We all love what we're doing. We all love performing. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
And the energy levels are just always there with the show. And, yeah, everyone just loves it.
How free are you? Can you improvise at any point in this at all, Dan? Is this right down on the page?
No, you get, like, quite a lot of freedom in, like, what you do. So, obviously, you get, like, directed, like, clear direction and stuff like that. But, like, you can have so much fun with it. That's why it's such, like, an enjoyable musical to perform.
Yeah.
There's so much fun. You can free roam, like, not too much, obviously. Stick to the script. But, yeah, it's just so much fun doing. And you can put in your own little touches on your characters, which is brilliant.
Fantastic, because I mean that's the whole point of this show, isn't it, that there is a kind of an improvisational workshop element to it, especially for your character, Joe. You've got a character really you can't mess too much with, because yours is the pivotal point, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just what I found hardest is trying to show a distinct difference between good Joe and bad Joe, but that's just been really fun to kind of I don't know, muck around with them, what's good and what isn't.
So how do you do that as an actor? How do you portray the not-so-good Joe with the good Joe?
Well, I kind of just take inspiration from people that I don't like, really, for bad jokes. Just, what do they do that annoys me? I'll just do that on stage.
Yeah, because there is a way, isn't there, of telling, when you see somebody come on stage. I saw Made in Dagenham on stage over the weekend, and there was the bad American in it. And the way he strutted onto the stage, owning his space, you know, I knew straight away he was the baddie. And, you know, the audience were hissing straight away when he came on. And I suppose that's kind of what you want. It's the body language more than anything
else. Yeah, definitely. It's so when I'm Bad Joe, for instance, he's a lot more upright, a lot more cocky, and I kind of want that to be shown as soon as he comes on stage, that he's just not a nice guy.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Young Generation, Chelmsford Young Generation. How long have you been a part of it?
This is actually my first show with Young Gen. Yeah. Everyone's just so welcoming. Like, it's from the day I started, it's like we've been there for years. I've known everyone for years. It's like just one big family. It's lovely.
Brilliant. How about you, Dan?
I'm the same as Jesse. It's my first show, but yeah, again, highlight, everyone is so welcoming. Like, I've made like really good friends from, like, I was very nervous coming in, but like, it settled down really easily. Like, it's just brilliant. I love it.
Fantastic. And what about you, Charlie?
I've been at Young Gen for 7 years now, and it's just the best place to be. I don't know what I'd be doing if I didn't have Young Gen. It's just a great place. Everyone's so lovely, and it's just a really nice atmosphere.
Yeah, 7 years. So how old are you when you first joined?
I was about 7 or 8 when I did my first show.
What was your first show?
Oh, God. Whistle Down the Wind in the Cranbourne. Yeah.
Wow.
That was my first show.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, that's so wonderful, isn't it, to be able to start performing at such a young age.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think that does for your confidence, particularly, you know, looking back to when you were really small? Did that help you with your confidence?
Oh, 100%. I really lack in self-confidence. I think being at Young Gen, you know, playing like a big main role like Joe Casey has really helped with just everyday confidence and being myself and doing what I like.
Yeah, because that's interesting, isn't it? That I meet quite a lot of actors on this show, and majority of actors I meet are usually fairly quiet and quite shy and reserved, because you always assume that an actor, if you like a certain part they play, is like that part,
yeah.
Which means they must be a great actor, I suppose. That's the whole point, isn't it? But, you know, acting is usually done by people that are quite introvert. That's the odd irony of it. How about you, Jesse, when you joined? I mean, do you find it's great for confidence building, being around all your peers?
Yeah, definitely. It's great being around people who share the same passion as you do.
Yeah.
So everyone loves performing, and that makes you feel just so much more comfortable, and you just feel like you can just go and do your absolute best.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is something about putting a play on together as well that makes you... It strengthens that bond.
Completely, yeah, because everyone relies on everyone else for the show to run, for the show to work perfectly. You've just got to trust each other so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to see, good to hear that. And I would imagine as well, Dan, that when you are doing the show and you're getting all the excitement going, that build-up is actually quite contagious, isn't it? The nerves and everything.
No, everyone is so excited for the show. Like, everyone's put together. We're a proper team. Like, there's not one person that's, like, singling out, like, everyone is together, we're all a group at Young Gen, like, we're all like a little family. It's brilliant, yeah.
Do you see, as you're the old-timer here, I suppose, Charlie, we might say, at 7 years, do you see that quite a lot of people do stick around and, like you've done, start very young and work their way up?
Yeah, a lot of people, they join, and they're a bit nervous at first, they don't really know what to expect, and then their first show, or maybe just their first week, they completely change, and they're loving it, and they just don't want to leave.
Yeah. That's fantastic, isn't it? And what's the age ranges then for Young Generation?
It is 8 to 21.
Wow, well, that's fairly wide-ranging, isn't it? So that's right up to the moment, I would imagine, that people are making big decisions about what they want to do with the rest of their lives.
Most people only really stay till about 18, but that's still a long time to be there, and it's really sad when you leave.
I'll bet. Yeah, because you've grown up together, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've become mates in a really, in a wonderful environment like that, which is just great. So, the big show, Our House, people are going to love this of all ages, I would have thought. Is this a comedy that the whole family can
come and
see?
It is definitely a family show. I would encourage anyone from the family to come. Come with your, like, young children, your grandparents. Everyone will love it, because the songs are just so universal. Everyone loves them.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? I mean, here I'm talking about 1980, 1981, and indeed 82, when Madness had the big hits, and we
you know, I remember them. I remember buying the singles when I was a kid. But the odd thing is that my children, who are 6 and 8, they love Madness songs as well because they've kind of grown up with them. I think you're born knowing Madness songs, like the Beatles or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone knows Baggy Trousers. Like, yeah, everyone knows that song.
Yeah, and it starts with a triangle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just brilliant. I can't wait to see this. Now, as far as the costumes are concerned, because it's based... you've said something there. Based in the early 1980s. I would imagine it's 80s fashion.
Yeah, there's a lot of 80s fashion, but I think Charlie's got the most interesting thing to say about costume,
Go
really.
On, Charlie.
Yeah, so our house actually holds the world record for the most changes for a leading role.
Quick changes,
which
yeah.
Which is 33, I think.
Wow, 33 changes.
Yeah, yeah. And Charlie has to do all that.
So you're on and off and on and off. And
yeah,
just, so,
it's
so
very hard work.
Is that the old pork pie hats and stuff like that in it? And the baggy trousers?
Yeah, definitely lots of baggy trousers.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember what I was wearing in the early 1980s, but I don't think I'm at liberty to discuss that. leather ties were big business, I think, in the early 1980s.
Yeah. Lots of bright colours.
Yeah.
Very vibrant.
33 changes. That's incredible, mate. Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I would imagine, and let's give a quick mention to all those people. I know that we've got Jan, who's listening at the moment, who's very much part of the team as well. You've got people that work in the background, and it's those people behind the scenes that keep it moving out there as well, so many.
Yeah, if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't look as good, sound as good, or the costumes would not be up to scratch as how they should be without all those people helping out. It's not just the cast, it's everyone backstage that's helping out too.
Yeah, so when you go backstage, you go in the wings, you change, literally there's somebody there waiting with the next thing.
Yeah.
You sort of jump into it and then you jump back out again.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Get that down in your memoirs later in life. I've been in the one with the most changes than any other show. Fabulous. Hey, it's great to see you guys. Thank you so much for coming in the studio.
Thank you.
I'll tweet out a quick photo in a second or two as well, because you can follow the guys on Twitter. And when I tweet it out, I will also put in a link to their website and indeed to Chelmsford Theatre box office as well. They are Cygams on Twitter. This is Cygams. Now, Chelmsford, it is at Chelmsford Theatres, I believe, at the Civic.
Yeah, Civic. Yeah. Yeah. Civic Theatre.
On the big boy stage.
It's
a good stage, that, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Fantastic. And what are the dates on that one?
It's the 7th to the 11th of November.
Lovely. Have you got any matinees, by the way?
Saturday matinee, yeah.
Brilliant. I bet that's the one that really packs out, isn't it, as well, Saturday matinee?
Yeah, Saturday matinee, Saturday evening are kind of the big shows.
Brilliant. Well, guys, good luck with it. Enjoy as well. It's been great meeting you today. Do you know what you've got on next, what the next production's going to be?
Yes, so in 2018 we have West Side Story coming up.
Wow.
Which is also in the Civic. Then we have a bit of a concert to celebrate our 50th anniversary. So that'll be kind of old musicals and new musicals. And then after that we've got Les Mis.
Wow.
So,
exciting year next year.
Wow, big shows.
Yeah.
Big shows.
So there's lots of opportunity for new people to join.
Yeah.
To be part of like the big shows that we're doing next
year. I'd definitely say to people, like, come to Young Gen. Because it is so good.
Yeah.
It's such a great opportunity to like come and perform and make really good friends that you'll have for life.
And where do you guys meet and rehearse?
Down, what is it?
It's Meteor Way. Yeah, we have our HQ and that's where we rehearse.
Yeah. So it'd be great when you get on the stage, won't it? And it all transfers.
Yeah, we can't wait.
It suddenly becomes real, doesn't it? When you start seeing, you know, things all coming together on stage and you do the tech. And I'm excited for you. Great to see you guys today. Thank you so much
for your time. Thank you very much.
Chelmsford Young Generation. It is our house at the Civic Theatre in Chelmsford. Contact Chelmsford Theatre box office for tickets, 7th to the 11th. And there is a matinee on the Saturday as well. It's BBC Essex, just gone 3:30. Tomorrow, Priscilla...